PiPad is one of the clones that arose from the Etherpad application development. It's a collaborative word processing environment. So it's an environment within which several people can type into a word processing document and be able to see the changes that each other are making in real time. So as you hit the keys on your keyboard and create characters, other people will see them generated immediately. It's quite an interesting environment to work in, and it's not meant to be used as a full-blown word processor. The whole point is working together to co-construct content. When you visit the PiratePad site and create your first pad, it generates a unique URL, and that's the URL that you share amongst the people with whom you wish to work, or amongst the group of students that will be working. There's no need to register, so it allows you to get up and running straight away. You have different parts to the window. There's the main word processing area with some rudimentary editing tools. And then to the right of that is a place where you can enter your name so that you can see the people in the group and, if necessary, be able to communicate with them using the chat window. So if, for example, you want to suggest some alterations, rather than just jumping straight in and deleting some words or adding some new ones or changing the document immediately, you can offer the suggestions through the chat and perhaps suggest to someone else who's typed. Because as each person types, their text will be highlighted with a colour according to the key that's given on the right-hand side. So each person can see who's making which alterations. And what's important is you can save the document as you go. So you get sort of like bookmarked stages in the creation of the document, and if necessary, refer back to them later on if it all goes pear-shaped. In addition, there's also what's called a time slider feature, and what that does is allow you to replay the creation of the document as like a mini movie. And you can see how the document changed and where the developments were made and who was doing what at what times. Really useful feature. The difficult thing is not the technical elements, it's entirely having the confidence to be able to change the things that other people are doing and make those suggestions, but obviously to do it in a sympathetic way. And that's where the real skill is, being able to work collaboratively but supportively with one another. When you finish the document, you can save it out in different formats. You can save it out as HTML, raw text, and so forth. So it doesn't need to stay on the web.